and gentlemen, dear citizens of this beautiful Pearl Harbor, in different guise and different name, since I haven't been prepared for this kind of reception, and really I haven't, you will have to suffer from my impromptu, by the heart speech. So improvise a bit, not to be overlong, but still be able to stress the things that I feel here, because after being a politician for quite some time, in emotional terms, you get more and more flatlined, and there is less and less things that really kick you and that make difference. So this morning with you here, it surely makes difference for me. I didn't expect this. But then again, whenever we hit the trail and visit some Croatian community of which we were not even aware of in the first place, be it here, be it New Zealand, be it Australia, be it the southernmost tip of Chile and Tierra del Fuego, you bump into the same bunch of the people time and again. Dalmatians, Islanders, Boduli, as we call them, it's a term of endearment, it's not, so the people who dared and who cared to leave the home at the unfavorable conditions of their lives and simply fare the seas and hit the trail and go in distant directions, you know. 30 years ago, when I was still trying to master my English, I was a kid and I was following that untouchable NBA basketball. There was a team from Portland, Trailblazers. And I could reproduce the term Trailblazers, and it was at some later stage also the host team for our most prominent and now the late basketball player, Dražen Petrović. But I had no slightest comprehension what the term stood for, Trailblazer. Well, whatever that is. So that's what you are. You're Trailblazers. You're blazing the trail for the civilization to come here, to establish itself here, and to share the knowledge and the experience that many of you have brought from back home. I don't want this to sound, off the mark or preposterous, but really, you know, Dalmatians and Dalmatians are Croats, and the islanders of Croatia are in the Slavic stock of the people, meaning those people of Europe who speak Slavic languages, Russians, Poles, Czechs, Slovenes, Serbs. We are the only genuine present-day nation composed of the historical seafarers, so the people who were faring the seas. Our medieval kingdom was established on the shores of the sea. Of course, we were exposed to the scrutiny and harshness of the biggest powers, but it was living by the sea, with the sea, and from the sea that is a common that has been historically the common denominator of our small nation, and the small we are. In all numbers, we are like 4.3 million people. It falls short of the number of the people who live only in the state of Washington. And out of those 4.3 people, they are distributed in a very vast, geologically, geographically, and historically diverse area. So I dare to label my nation, our nation, as, and every term counts in this definition, the most versatile small nation in Europe. And seafarers and people of the sea by definition. And on all the continent, when you listen to the anthem of Croatia, the lyrics, which were sang in Croatian language, and thus quite incomprehensible to the most of you, I mean, they're full of the terms of endearment. It's very soft language, as if, you know, the history has been a flat line, as it's been always been a brotherhood and lovehood and the love for one's country. Well, actually, it's been the opposite. But the very ability of the nation to put all those things behind and to think positively, to have that so-called future preference as their character mark is something that I value the most. And it is exactly what motivated. I see that time and again, the people of Gigs Harbor, the people of all those beautiful slopes and valleys and meadows around Auckland, were Dalmatians who first started as diggers 200 years ago in the northern tips of the northern island of New Zealand, making money, buying property, and planting wine, which at the time when they started was quite a distant indulgence to many of the people who lived there. Actually, it was bordering sinful So it was them who brought the culture of wine to New Zealand, the culture of fishing to the southern of Chile. Some of your relatives, a lot of people from Brach, when you go to the South America, to the south of the south of the South America, to the Beagle Passage and Magellan Straits, you find people from Brach with all these same family names. It was not by chance that those people, as opposed to choosing a job at a sweat mills, working for some symbolic salary, they opted for pursuing their own happiness as their fundamental human right to be one's own boss, one's own employer, and to test the luck, to test the fortune. And you did it. You deserve every comment, every respect for that. And you've been utterly successful. And I'm proud that, again, I see the community which lives so far away, which was so reliant, and which took the best from the community and the political system that made that possible. And that's the United States of America. This is not by chance, because it only happens in America, not elsewhere. And Australia and New Zealand, and that's it. And on the top of this, I will also use, because this is a public gathering and I don't want to freeze you, even though I know you're resistant to this mist, which I find very actually inspiring for speech. It doesn't take long then, if you have to be brisk and quick. What a distinguished congressman of the district said, our brotherhood or partnership in arms that spans throughout the globe and in the Middle East in the first place, that's something to what I personally owe some personal sentimental allegiance, because when it was 12 years ago for the first time, when Afghanistan was liberated and when the first troop hit the ground, Croatia was a decent, small, humble, but substantial contributor given its size and capabilities, and I was the one of those who participated in that process. Maybe not the first in command, but I was like third or fourth. I was Assistant Minister of Foreign Affairs at the time. So it was time of Iraq, and it was time of extending the hand of help to our American allies and partners in Afghanistan, because the times were tough at that time, big time, real tough. So we felt as being obliged by the, you know, link or the bond of honor to be there, and we are still there. We haven't suffered casualties yet, and for all those Americans, whichever descent or ancestry they might have, we bow ourselves and we express our deepest respect here. I hope there are none of those around this place, but if they are, it's this deep respect that we want to convey to you. We're proud of you. First, I didn't know you existed. Second, the only thing that I was fully aware of was that sinister bridge around there, whose calamities we as kids viewed time and again on TV, you know, and wonder, where is something like that going to happen in my country? It didn't come to pass, but you learned from your mistakes and you learned hard and you rolled big time. Thank you for your hospitality. It's been special and exquisite. Take care.